Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. Well, riding a bike may benefit your mind as well as your body. People who use a bike to get from one place to another generally happier than those who drive or use mass transit. Researchers examined how people's emotions differed while they were traveling. Using data collected by the Bureau of Labor, they assessed feelings like happiness, pain, stress, fatigue, and sadness. Means of travel was also taken into account. Just behind bicyclists, car passengers are the second happiest travelers. Car drivers came in third. This is Radio MD News. People with moderate heart failure may live longer with an implanted defibrillator. Normal heart's pumping ability, called ejection fraction, is 50% to 70%. An ejection fraction below 50 signals the possible beginnings of heart failure. Implanted defibrillators have shown a benefit in patients with advanced heart failure, an ejection fraction of 30% or less. They've proven to reduce sudden cardiac death or death from any cause in patients suffering from heart failure or in those who have had a heart attack and have ejection fractions of 35% or less. More than 1 in 10 older breast cancer patients treated with certain chemotherapy drugs develop heart failure, but many don't get proper treatment for their heart condition. About 12% of the patients did develop heart failure within 3 years after their cancer treatment, but only one-third of them saw a cardiologist within 90 days of developing the symptoms. Patients who saw a cardiologist were more likely to receive standard medications for heart failure than those who did not see a cardiologist. Suicides are more likely to occur during the dark hours between midnight and sunrise. Researchers said their findings have important implications for people with chronic insomnia that lasts for at least 3 months. This sleep disorder affects about 10% of adults. Treating insomnia may help lower suicide risk. Although previous studies have found that suicides occur more often during the day, researchers pointed out these studies didn't adjust for the proportion of people awake at certain times of the day. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. For Health Talk 24/7, log on to RadioMD.com.